How to use this book. Janet has always been an inspiration to me around cooking. I love food, she has declared. Some of my favorite lasagna experiences are thanks to Janet. She makes an ever-varying recipe, sometimes using zucchini for the noodles, sometimes rice pasta, and sometimes just layering various vegetables and herbs in a delicious approximation of lasagna that I have only wondered how to replicate. I've settled for being grateful to have such a talented friend. Janet has such a right relationship, to use her words, with eating that I am often caught up in a poetic appreciation of her cooking. I belong to a local farm, and last night I picked up some chard, she once told me. This chard, it's grown in a hoop house. It's just the sweetest, tenderest, most delectable chard you can imagine. The closer it is to the point of picking, the more exciting it is, the more nourishing and comforting it is. I don't actually love chard, but I love Janet, and hearing her thoughts about it made me love the chard in that moment, too. Of my many friends who eat a whole food, plant-based diet, Janet's delight in it is inspiring, especially when you consider her background. As a child, her family food environment revolved around Sunday dinners of exquisite torture. The weekly ritual, aptly named prison dinner by her parents, efficiently precluded any possibility of undiscovered misdeeds going unpunished, as all the children were fed special food the parents had reserved in the back of the refrigerator to grow moldy, thus systematically penalizing all uncaught misbehavior. After decades of healing, experimenting, learning, testing, getting help, and trying various eating patterns, Janet's diet is worlds away from what she ate as a child, as it is also from the steak and hamburger she ate regularly in her 20s. And food is now a source of joy and inspiration. Today, those childhood horrors no longer seem to affect her, except in shaping her tolerance of other people's food choices. She has health and vitality, alignment with her personal values, and a lot of friends who love to eat her cooking. How is Janet able to do it? And how can you do it as well? Wavering commitment to a dietary goal is something many of us have shared.